right.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. We do praise and thank God for his amazing grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We do give praises to the Spirit of our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Acknowledge our pastor in his absence and my sisters and brothers in the ministry. And each and every one of you, God bless you, and I will chime in as others and say Happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
And may God's blessings continue to be upon each and every mother. Praise God. Let us pray. Holy Father, our loving Heavenly Father,
yes,
our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Spirit of the Most High God. Father, thank you for this blessed privilege and opportunity to be able to stand and say what thus saith the Lord. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray and ask for a fresh anointing, Father, to fall afresh on me. Father God, stand up in me. Speak to me and through me. And I thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit that's moving upon my life in my life.
Yes, Lord.
Father, anoint the ears and the hearts of each and every one of us, oh God, that we will be able to hear and receive from you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We give you praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
And God bless. To God be the glory. If you have your Bibles, I will ask that you would turn with me to the book of Romans. I will be reading from chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith."
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We praise and thank God for his word.
Yes.
I will use for a subject this morning a faith life. A faith life. Paul's letter to the Romans was written to prepare the way for a visit that he planned to make to the church at Rome. He wanted to build them up and establish them firm in their faith in Jesus Christ. It is evident there were Jews in this church, but it was composed or put together mainly of Gentiles. His plan was to work among the Christians there for a while. He wanted to preach to them. He wanted to preach the gospel to them there at Rome as to other Gentiles, and then go to Spain. In his introduction, he told them that he was a servant of Jesus and an apostle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was sent and called by God as his messenger to preach the gospel concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Mm-hmm. We are his messengers, not the message.
Right.
You can't tell anyone else about someone that you haven't met.
All right.
and have come to know them personally for yourself. Paul was a chosen vessel to bear the name of Jesus Christ before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. After his encounter with Jesus on the Damascus Road, he said, God gave me the privilege of being an apostle for the sake of Christ, in order to lead all people of all nations to believe and obey. After greeting the people of the church and telling them of his prayers for them, his request was, if by any means now at last I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. And I'm sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Not preaching of man, but preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says, so as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that at Rome also, who are called to be saints. Church, we are all called to be saints. We are the chosen ones of God, set apart from the world, a holy people. Paul was obliged to serve, to do good, both to the one and to the other, both to the Greek and to the barbarian, both to the wise and to the unwise. It was not popular to go to Rome. He was putting his life in danger because of the unruly and ungodly rulers of Rome during that time. But he was ready to run the risk at Rome if called to it. He said, I am ready. He had a great readiness of mind, ready to be used of God. Not for filthy lucre, not for dishonest gain, but to do the work of God. If you know what the Lord has called you to do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward, for you serve the Lord Christ. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Jesus said, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous, ungodly, sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Church, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
That's right.
So he said, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. There is a great deal in the gospel which a man as Paul might be tempted to be ashamed of, especially because he whose gospel it is that he was preaching. It was a man hanged upon a tree. Yet Paul was not ashamed to own it, to preach it, and to live it. Jesus himself endured many shameful ordeals for us. He hid not his face from shame and spitting. The people, they spat upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. They mocked him, saying, "He saved others, but himself he cannot save."
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus was not trying to save himself.
No. Amen.
He came to save us.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Church, he endured it all for you and I. Mm-hmm. So why should we be ashamed to tell others what he has done for us?
Amen. Amen.
I call him a Christian indeed that is neither ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. It's more than facts to believe. It is also a life to be lived, a life of righteousness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
It shows us the way of salvation. It is through the power of God. For without that power, the gospel is but a dead letter. Scripture said, "For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life."
Yeah.
It is to those and those alone that believe it. To the Jew first, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They had the first offer made them both by Christ and by the apostles. He said, "Unto you first, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities." Now, when Paul and his company was at Antioch, they were in the synagogue on the Sabbath day and ministered unto the people. But the Jews spoke against those things which were spoken by Paul concerning Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, for lo, we turn to the Gentiles." Church, the prescriptions prescribed will not cure the patient if it will not be taken. He said, for so had the Lord commanded us, saying, "I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth." When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of God, the God of the word. Church, we should be as those Gentiles were in the days of Paul, praising God for giving us his word, yeah. Jesus the Christ. Amen. We have something to praise God for.
Amen.
For he is the only way to salvation.
Yes,
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
Yes.
Jews and Gentiles now stand upon the same level, both equally welcome to the Savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The Messiah is a light to enlighten the Gentiles, as well as the glory of the people of Israel. For he said, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith."
Amen.
Notice he did not say the unjust, but the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
The unjust cannot live by what they don't believe in.
Amen. Amen.
If you have been born again, by putting your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. You are just. You are justified. One of the great doctrines of this epistle, which no other epistle make clear the truth of Christianity, in that of justification by faith. God is our justifier through Jesus Christ, Amen. His Son.
Amen.
The righteousness of God without the law is manifested in him. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no distinction. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
Amen.
Church, no man is justified or made just by the law in the sight of God. It is the glory of Christ Jesus as Lord that which will show us the way of salvation must needs show us the way of justification. There is a righteousness revealed in the gospel. This evangelical righteousness is called the righteousness of God, the act of God, based on the work of Christ upon the cross, whereby a sinner is pronounced righteous by the imputation of the righteousness of Christ. He took our sins on himself and deposited his righteousness within us. For he made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin.
Yeah.
The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Yeah.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It is God's appointing. It is to stop all pretensions to a righteousness resulting from the merit of our own works. It is the righteousness of Christ and Christ alone.
Amen.
For therein the gospel is the righteousness of God from faith to faith. From the first faith by which we are put into a justified state to after faith by which we live. From faith engrafting us into Christ to faith deriving virtue from him as our root, which implies the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
There is a faith justifying us, and there is a faith maintaining us.
Yes.
Faith is all in all, both in the beginning and progress of a Christian's life. It is increasing, continuing, persevering faith. To show that this is not something new, Paul quotes that famous scripture in the Old Testament, Habakkuk 2 and 4. The just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Faith in a Christ to come, to New Testament faith in a Christ already come. In order to live by faith, you must daily be in the Word of God. For faith comes by hearing.
Amen.
And hearing by the Word of God. Our mind is a judge. We're always listening to fear and faith. Fear produces substance of things not hoped for, things we can see, touch, and taste. The evidence of things of the world. Faith produces substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things from the Word of God.
Yes.
Things we cannot see, touch, or taste.
Yeah.
Now these things are eternal. From both of these, we choose to believe the report of the Lord. But we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen is eternal. So we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope.
Yeah. Well,
for what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for?
Yeah.
If you see it, why are you hoping for?
Well,
you already got it.
Yeah.
But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Hope is the confidence that what God has done for us in the past, he will do in the future.
Yeah.
With God, there is hope, even in the most hopeless situations.
Well, yes.
Paul's quoting from the Old Testament, "The just shall live by faith," supports his argument in his letter to the Romans, just as was true prior to the coming of Christ. It is impossible after the coming of Christ for someone without faith to please God.
That's right, that's right.
Paul could not use no greater example than that of Abraham, to whom faith was counted for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? No, in circumcision. Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness, of the faith which he had, being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, the Gentiles.
Yeah.
As Christians, our circumcision is not with hands, but in the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Jesus Christ. Our circumcision is that of the heart. And we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Therefore, it is by faith that it might be by grace. To the Jew as well as to the Gentile. To all which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. For the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe, which could not be earned by works of the law, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Amen.
We don't work to be saved, but we work because we are saved.
Amen. Amen.
We are designed for good works. Therefore, justification must be either by faith or works. It cannot be by works. And therefore, he concludes, it must be by faith.
Amen.
For Jesus is the author and finisher,
yes, he is,
the perfecter of our faith.
Yes.
Jesus is the perfect means by which one may come to know God. Faith is essential in receiving Christ as Savior. For scripture said, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You cannot do enough works to save yourself. You can work from the birth to the grave. And if you refuse to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're dying and go to hell.
All right. Amen.
You're dying and going to hell. Hell is a prepared place for those that has been not prepared to meet the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Paul's evidence first was to convince the guilt and then show the way to salvation. In order to be saved, you must first admit that you are lost, mm-hmm. that you are a sinner, mm-hmm. that you need Jesus. Yes. For scripture said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth mm-hmm. the Lord Jesus mm-hmm. and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You got to believe. You got to confess. You got to believe. You got to confess. You got to believe. Even though you were not there, you did not see Jesus. You did not see God raising him from the dead. But you must believe. You must believe. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man shrink or draw back, scripture said, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. May God help us to be faithful as we seek to boldly live a life that honors him. Father, help us to remain faithful to the finish. Real faith is demonstrated by lifestyle choices. The choice you make. That's real faith.
That's right.
It's not works, but your lifestyle choices. You make the choice. God gave us a choice. Choose today whom you will serve. The choice is yours. To God be the glory. God bless you. Let us pray.